essence have the ability to think and to reason before we are born?
Are we aware?
Yeah, are we, well, not after we're born, but I mean before we're born, are we a soul, are we a spirit or an essence in a state similar to yours, or are we new productions?
I do not understand your term.
Well, each time a child is born, is their essence or their soul, are they a new beginning from the Father?
Each of us is a new creation. Yes, we may wait different lengths of time. Now, that is not the proper term, because in that place there is... This is the only place that there is, time is accounted for. Do you understand? So, you might, in other words, simply the creation of a soul does not mean that at any certain point that soul will inhabit a body. It may be different for each.
Are you aware, Jane, of other worlds where people live similar to the way we do, or have other existences?
I believe there are such. I have no direct knowledge.
You've had no contact with them.
Well, that is not quite true. I have seen and spoken with beings that I believe are not of the earth, but I don't know of their world or where they come from, and I have little contact with these. It is not necessary for me to do so.
Well, how do they appear? I mean, do they have the same appearance?
Most that I see, they are not the same. They have different appearances. But they do not appear to me to be as those that I see from Earth, and yet they also lose that form, and once they have lost the form, they cannot be distinguished from those who have come from our world who have lost their form. In other words, it is the form that is different, and that is all. I suspect. I do not know that for a fact.
Would they be frightening to people on Earth? Would they have frightened you when you were on Earth to see them?
Very likely. And this is why there is a separation, because those individuals who are accustomed to others like themselves who live on Earth would be frightened, and that is not the purpose. After death, we are made to be comfortable with what has happened, and so we may progress.
There is some talk on Earth today that there may be somewhat meeting of these different worlds, and maybe people are being prepared little by little of a possible meeting.
You are speaking of another world with...
another...
In the same state of existence.
Yes, another sphere in the same state of existence.
That may be possible. I do not know. I am not concerned with
that. Yes.
Well, the reason we ask is you're offering us a window to look beyond our existence that is not ordinary. That's why we ask some of these questions.
I think perhaps my counselors felt that you here should have a greater understanding because of what you do.
Could you maybe respond to my first question? I tend to feel at times they counsel you even while you're talking.
That does occur, that is true.
What can a physician, the concept of the blue light that we were told about before, is blue a special color to relax a person with?
It may be. Light is used in different ways here. There is always light here. It is light. It is not like as from the sun. It is from our Father, and it is not. It is not light that is simply seen. It is also felt and experienced. But other kinds of light may be used on occasion to comfort and console, and I have seen colors also used in this way. I have seen blue color used in this way. I have not been told that this would be of benefit to all, and it may be only of benefit to certain individuals. I think that is most likely.
Is there other suggestions that we have to increase our effectiveness?
Your understanding is increasing. That will increase your effectiveness.
Yes.
I have several that I'd like to talk to you about. What do you call those that would lead you to the dark side? Do you have a name for them? Or a name for that force or power?
You're speaking of those I have described as evil.
Yes.
I called them that so that you will understand what I mean.
Where you are, if you was telling your counselors about one that had been trying to lead you astray, what would you call that one that was trying to lead you astray?
If he had used a name, we do not all use names. My counselors have a direct communication with me, and they do not need to say, it is I, and give a name. We need to know who it is that is communicating with me. I may also contact them in the same manner, and they know who it is. I do not have a name with them. Not all have names here. Some do use them because they are effective with those who are still more comfortable with a name.
But that side, that force, that kind of people that would do you that way, is there a name for that? Like we call it evil or devil or something. Do you have a name?
I call them misguided.
Misguided. Okay. That's
classification.
Okay.
I do not think of them as evil because they are not bound to that. They may discover their error. They are not bound there.
Okay. Is there a place or a group in your kind of existence where they are bound to it?
I believe so, but not in the area where I am.
Okay.
I think perhaps there are some who will never make another choice.
Yeah.
But I have not encountered those. All of those that I encounter may make a choice and may do so they also may not.
Now, did I understand you correctly that our counselors, our helpers, can talk to, well, for instance, my counselor could talk with Dr. Templeton's counselor. Is that correct?
Yes, they may also speak. You mean your helper or your
helper?
Yes, on occasion they may also speak with. They may have the same counselor or counselors, but if they do not, the counselors may see that communication exists, if it is to your benefit or his benefit or both of you.
I have a request, and I wonder, is there anything you and your counselors could do to aid me in this? Could you or my counselor or some way, could I get information from the counselor or people that I can give you the name of that had a very strange occurrence in which they were injured and the man was almost killed by burns, and I have investigated to try to find out what happened to them. I am not sure, and is that a possibility? Could you aid
me? You wish to have information from or about another person.
At a distance from here.
At a distance from here, and you may not get the information directly from that person.
They don't know. They had a lapse of time of about 3 days. They
perhaps
have no awareness.
It is not for you to know.
That's a possibility. If it is, could that be facilitated?
You may ask. I am not the one for you to
Who
ask.
Who would I ask?
You may ask your father. The information, as I described, your prayer will go directly to him, and your helper will know of that. If it is for you to know, they will relay the information to you. It is not that you may not, you are not able to receive it. It may be that you should not have it.
Okay, this is a...
Perhaps for yourself, or perhaps for the other individual of whom you spoke.
Does God sometimes pass information through a person such as you to pass it on to Anne, or would God pass it to my helper to pass to me? Does he use you as a channel of information?
That is not likely. It is not likely. If he were to be aware of something that was his will, he more than likely would use another method, more direct.
Okay, would the Holy Spirit be the one through whom he communicated then?
Yes.
Okay, interesting on the soul, the essence, I'm far from being clarified on that. And auras and so forth. What does the soul occupy a part of the body, exactly the same configuration as the body, or in addition to the body?
It may not always occupy that body completely.
Complete.
Soul is not bound by the body.
Okay.
What you are speaking, though the body is bound, and very often we are bound within. There are many times when we are not, when that bound does not retain us, not that. If we may not leave completely, because then there is physical death.
If you leave partially, if a soul leaves partially, is that part of the soul that is away from the body partially in any different relationship to God or to danger?
That may be, but not necessarily. that soul may not inhabit the body and still not be aware of its surroundings. In other words, may not experience other souls. The awareness does not always occur because the soul is out of the body for a time. Awareness is different.
If you're in another existence that you've talked about, or another, I forgot how you said it, but
a state of existence?
Yes. Is that a part of the soul is somewhere else?
Perhaps I should explain the states to you more fully. Yes, the answer to your question is yes, but not necessarily out of the body. That may occur.
In one place. Is that what you said? In both places at the same time?
It is. It may happen if the soul is within the physical body. The soul does not need to leave the physical body to be in another state of existence.
Yeah.
Those states are there are more than I know of. I believe you should know of three. One you inhabit generally, and with that you are familiar. The one in which you perceive each other and objects and as separate from yourselves. All of the states are coherent within themselves. All have limitations, although those limitations are not the same for each. All are formed to be a functioning whole. There is the one, as I described, in which we perceive each other as separate. There is another. All of you in this room have experienced another state at some time. It is not truly that uncommon, although there are individuals who may live a whole lifetime on earth and never experience another, truly experience another. They may be in another state and not experience it, not be aware that they are. Do you understand the difference? All right. There is a state wherein each of us, we perceive ourselves as separate but part of the whole, as the branches on a tree would be a part of the whole, and yet separate in some respect.
You mentioned the tree, would that be similar to the leaves having one function, the stem having another, and the roots having another?
No, I was using that to describe being individual. An individual branch is a part of the tree and experiences itself as part of the whole. However, it also is a part, it experiences being that part, that branch. There is another state of existence wherein there is no separation. Each is the whole. As you may not separate the wind from the air. Each, if you are in this state, there is no difference. That is difficult to explain.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine, Jane.
I think you see what I mean to tell you. Those are the states that may be experienced by individuals who live on Earth. That what if left behind is the first state I spoke of, where we perceive ourselves as separate. Now those individuals where I am who perceive themselves as separate are those we described as evil. It is unusual, more unusual to find that here than it would be on Earth. In other words, where we are, we should know better.
That means that we don't know any better.
Well, no, you do not fully understand life on Earth as yet, and you ask questions about other worlds.
But it might help us understand this one.
Well,
Jane?
That can be debated.
you said that all of us in this room have experienced different states of existence. Do you know this because we're here? How do
no,
you know that?
No, I have been given it information.
Okay, and some more of the around our bodies, there seems to be two different things that's possibly visible, at least visible or perceptible to some people. One is a series of, in essence, color rings or like blankets put around us. It's called auras, and they have different colors and they mean different things, it seems. Are you acquainted with that?
Yes, I know of what you speak. I did not know that it was called that.
Okay, there seems to be another also that is usually wider or farther out from the body that is not necessarily of color but of some perceptibility. What is that?
There is what you speak of with the colors is tied to the body. That is what you would see when the person is within the physical form, and it may change.
Is it part of the essence?
It is different when the person is in the body and than when they are not. The appearance is not the same. So the body, may I say this, has an influence upon that. Most do not see that.
What keeps us from
seeing? You do not see that. Is that right? Have you seen that?
No, I have a desire to, if it's right with God.
Mm. My daughter is capable of seeing it very clearly.
Some individuals may, but most may not in your state of existence.
Is that a gift?
It is a gift. And if your daughter does this, it may be that she is somewhat in another state of existence when she does.
Can we learn to have that gift? Or can it be granted to us?
You may ask for it, but you may not receive it. I do not know. That is not truly your choice, you understand.
It's
not necessary.
Is it something we can learn and develop by will Or is it?
By will, no. Will has nothing to do with it.
It is a gift of God, then.
It is a gift of God, and if He chooses to allow you to develop that, then of course it would happen. Yes.
Okay, now the other...
it may also be a gift from another, not so favorable.
To be able to see the cause also?
Yes, that kind of ability may be given to encourage separation. Do you understand?
No, what separation.
Would you make
those who would separate us may
to hook us and get us to go their way?
I don't mean specifically that, but that kind of ability, or the ability to communicate without speech, which some have, may be done by those who would separate that individual from all the rest and from our Father.
Is it ever done by God?
Yes, and that is why it is difficult to distinguish who is granting the gift.
And what are our cues for distinguishing which is which? That's what we need here on earth.
The way in which that individual uses that gift. If their inner self, that is, if they use it for the good of all, for the benefit of all, or even for their own benefit, if they use it for not a good purpose, then it has not been granted by our Creator.
I think from what I'm hearing from you now, Jean, that your other counselor is giving you counsel at the moment. Is that true?
It has been true from time to time during our conversation, yes.
Okay, the other, we'll call it an aura or whatever it is, that seems to be maybe 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet out from the body, as though we're encapsulated in an egg-shaped glow of light or whatever you want to call it.
Energy field
or electromagnetic field or something. Are you acquainted with what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know of
what
you
is it?
Speak. It is as we were discussing a moment ago.
It's part of the other.
Is that not what you meant? It is a color?
No.
Oh, you mean a different thing.
The second one I'm talking about, I perceive that around people.
It is all part of the same.
No.
It is only that part of it has no color.
Is that a gift then? Because Howard and I can actually feel that to a different intensity the closer you come to a person from different angles. Is that a gift from God also? That we can feel that?
It may be. Some individuals are more sensitive to that than others. You do not need to be in a different state of existence to experience that on that level. The seeing would... Oh, I do not know if that is true.
Is that a part of the soul out to that distance?
The seeing may be done without a different state of existence. I have inquired. I'm sorry.
Does our soul extend out to that point?
That is not our soul. It is
it is an extension of our essence, isn't it?
It is caused by the essence, our soul. The soul and essence after a time are indistinguishable, as the doctor described his definition of those. Once the soul, as he described it, is established, it is indistinguishable from the essence.
The essence is what God gives you. What you create out of that essence is the soul, and what you return to him.
Yes, and if you use your definition, once the soul has been established by the individual, they may not be separated. And they are not distinguishable one from the other.
Reference to the same thing.
I was quiet while I held it.
I'm standing living. When, and she can go back.
I have not answered your question to your satisfaction. What you are speaking of is, yes, it is part of the soul, you may say that it is, cannot be separated from the soul. In that respect, it is part of it. It is not, however, the soul that you see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think we're saying the same thing.
Right.
Okay, when we were born, you mentioned, and this time I noticed you're saying born as opposed to conception.
For a reason, they are not the same.
Right. When they're born, what is that transition that takes place? You said it changes from one to another.
Once
is that when the soul begins?
No. The soul enters the body before, at conception, as I described. You are not you. The soul would not be in the same state of existence that it is after birth.
What is the change?
The change is from one state of existence to the state that you are in at present.
Okay. Did you say, in essence, there's plenty of souls already created and they're waiting around to get in a body somewhere?
I hope you do not ask me how many.
I won't, I promise. But there are abundance already created, and they're not, when a body is ready to be, or when conception is ready to occur, there's not one created all of a sudden and placed there.
Yes, that is true.
They're
waiting around, as she said.
One more.
I did not know that before I inquired.
You see, we're all learning.
It is true.
What would you describe, from a standpoint of how we might describe physically looking here on Earth, the looks or how the people looked that came from other places other than Earth? Height, width, color, eyes, fingers.
Very concerned with that.
Isn't that interesting?
I fail to understand.
Let me explain some reason why. There are supposedly some kind of crafts that appear on our Earth, and they supposedly have some kind of a humanoid in them that look different. There's beliefs there are from outer space and other planets, and there's beliefs that they're
not. What is humanoid?
Human, with a human body, but yet different than ours. And I'm just trying to see if you can give us any light or enlightenment on this.
Well, it is not important.
It becomes rather important to the people that think they experience them, and they have rather traumatic times in their life because people say they don't exist. Do they exist?
Well, yes, they do exist. Let me tell you that. It is not important what they look like. They were not all of the same. And they did truly, that word you use, they did resemble. But immediately I could note the difference. And that is why I inquired, who are these? And I was told that they were not of the earth. And it is no importance. to me at this time, because they, once that form is lost, they are the same.
Yeah, I understand that much of the things that we talk to you about here is important to us in that we want to be beneficial to other people who experience things.
Yes, I believe I do understand.
I have one quick question.
She's got to tell you something.
Oh, she was? Were you going to say something?
Yes.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yes. You are correct.
I'm sorry.
I inquired of my counselor, and they do not wish that discussed at this time. I believe what they wish you to know for your learning at this time is not in that area, but I must confess, I am astonished at what they have allowed you to know.
They let us know more than do most people.
Well, it is more than I anticipated. That is true.
Jane, let me ask you one question and I'll stop for today. How can we tell when a person is in a relaxed state whether what they're telling us is a fantasy or a dream or another person who has lived talking through them? I could see in maybe centuries ahead us recapturing all the history and the communion of man by discussing history. But how can we, when a person is in a different realm, who is telling us about an adventure in history, whether this is a creative imagination, whether it is a dream, or whether it is very genuine, is there a clue?
I understand. And when you are attempting to understand what is happening here, when it is not understandable in the state that you are in, it is that simple. When you speak of history, those of us who are here are not concerned with that. When you are in a different state, it is unimportant. Do you not realize that what you speak of as history, which is in the past, and the future, which is yet to come, is all the same? There is a state of existence where all of it is, each is, at all times, and there is no history. And what you are attempting to understand something which is impossible to even occur in your state of existence.
Are we wasting our time?
No. You are simply not. You must use a different approach.
I just simply enjoy another soul's adventure when they have walked in life, and the communion of being told that story of their adventures is part of the enjoyment
of
existence.
If you would use your ability and enter a different state of existence, you would understand so much more. But you do not choose to do that.
Well, we were told at one time that there was, especially for us, that there was at that time a bit of danger, and I don't feel that. Matter of fact, today I did do some of that.
Well, that is your choice.
Yes.
But it is only that way that you may fully understand. There is no other way, and all of this that you are concerned with will not help you understand any more than you do at this moment.
A part of it's the understanding, and part of it's just the enjoyment of the individual creatures that God has let walk, and just knowing about your life and the mountains of Colorado and the hotel and all of those things. It's been a pleasure for us to meet that world in which you walk. It's been a true, genuine pleasure.
It was done so that, not only for my benefit, but so that you would know me as the individual that I am, and why I became such. It is time that I must go.
May I ask one quick question you can answer very simply? I've had the capacity, at least I believe, for those who see the colors around me, to change them willfully by very sincere prayer, and the color would change. Is that possible, or is that simply my imagination or the other person's capacity not look at it correctly?
The colors, such as the other gentleman
yes.
spoke of,
yes.
of course they may change. They do so whether you do this of a purpose or...
Well, I found that when I said a deep prayer to God and the Father, that the person who's observing this...
Prayer
well,
would change that.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure.
Yes, other... Your way of being within yourself at the time will determine what the appearance of that.
Thank you, Jean, and we won't interfere anymore because we have just a few more.
I want to thank you and your counselors for the prayer again. Nothing in my whole life has done such a thing to content my soul, Jane.
Would you want to say another prayer, perhaps mm-hmm. a different one, a new one that we may
well,
share?
Perhaps you would have one that you would share with me.
The prayer that we would have would be what you already know, that is what is written by God and Christ. Unless, do you have something that you'd like to think?
Only the beautiful part of the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in these adventures, we're trying to understand how his will is in heaven. But in the communion of man, in all levels and all planes of all dimensions, as we go back to God, we give up our individuality so that we can become closer together on earth as it is in heaven. This is our prayer.
Feel now warm also as you did before.
Yes. Yeah. Well, sometimes I get cold doing that. I can't tell what's going to happen. And I feel warm. Maybe it's all that coffee I drink. What I didn't tell you was after we had the coffee, I went and had a couple of screwdrivers. As we wanted to keep on talking, and I couldn't drink any more coffee.
Where did you go to that?
Where did I go? I went to the same place. It was a little bit different. The same fellow I talked to before, he came and talked to me for a while, and he said, I'd like you to talk to this one, and I will leave you, but I will be close by, he said. And so I talked to this other guy, and he looked, his dress was kind of, I don't mean dress, I mean his robe, his clothes were kind of similar, but his face was different.
in that he was a different person, or is totally different?
Different. No, he was a different person. No, he looked normal to me, and he had the very same kind of manner and same kind of an effect on me as the other guy did. Holy.
No major difference or significant change from the other one?
Well, this one seemed even more interesting to me than the other one did. I had the feeling this time when they said, when he said it's time to go, I didn't really want to leave. I just didn't stay there. It seemed really nice.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I don't know if you know what I mean.
No.
Oh, great.
Might have been with people that you feel comfortable in their presence. Yeah.
You want to leave here at 4, right?
Yeah.
You're going to leave here at 4.
Oh, shoot, isn't that funny?
Your timing is perfect, Henry, because you got 3 minutes on this.